Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Joe from Montana Show. This is the co-host, Lucid Libertarian Laurianne. Joe will be joining us here in just a second as he is calling in, so I'm keeping an eye out for him. I do see we have Joseph Gibson in the chat room. So if you're out there listening, we also have the chat room open, so feel free to join that way. And if you want to call in tonight, the guest number is 646-478-5284. Again, that is 646-478-5284. And then when you want to let us know that you'd like to come on and join us, press number 1 on your keypad. That raises your hand on the switchboard for us and lets us know, and we're happy to bring you on. So I am just keeping an eye out for Joe to call in. Last night we had a show, show number 1, but we did it on the fly. And so we wanted to do another show tonight, say a similar topic, call in with your solutions to government corruption. We're looking for actual solutions. We don't want to focus our time on just talking about the problems. We want to actually have viable, planable solutions. And Joe will probably interrupt you at some point, like if you're going on too long, or if he's trying to, you know, make you get to the point. So be prepared for that. Also, you know, try to give each other's turns to speak here. Everybody will get their turn. And I do see that we have somebody in the switchboard raising their hand. And just kind of, I think I know who it is. I believe it is Joe Gibson raising his hand. But before I bring you on, Joe Gibson, I'm going to see if Joe Montana comes on here. So I'll bring you on in a minute, but I'm still keeping an eye out for Montana Joe, the host of the show, to call. Hopefully he's not having tech issues or anything. So I'm pretty sure his device is working, hopefully. So we can get the ball rolling here. I am going to text him again there. Hang on just a second. See, this is why he should be very glad he has a co-host for whatever is going on. it's always handy to have a co-host, isn't it? To start the show when there are delays with doing so. And hopefully we'll see him show up. So I guess, Joe Gibson, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on while I keep an eye out for our fearless leader here.
Yeah, it's best if he, you know, in case something does happen, it's best to just go ahead and carry on because you don't want to have dead air. There's always backup out there to talk about things, you know. But I was talking to him just about an hour ago because we were on Brother Warren's show there, Joe and I, and another, Naj, I believe his name is, whatever the hell they call him, was on there. We were debating.
Naj,
so, but
yeah.
He reminded me that we had a show at 9 o'clock he was doing because he asked me, he says, are you going to be honest? Yeah, I'll be there. So, but if he's not here, then... obviously we could talk about a couple other things, but solutions is a good idea. And just since we are talking about solutions, what was your opinion of the show that we kicked it all off with, which was my show on Tuesday?
Yeah, I did listen to it because I wasn't there on the show, so I did listen to it yesterday. And when we were talking about, you can hear me, right? Just making sure.
Yes, I can hear you fine. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I switched over to my earbuds, so I wanted to make sure. Yeah, so we were talking about the coalition of hosts and kind of that idea to get some of us Blog Talk hosts together to coordinate. And it looks like we have our fearless leader in the switchboard. So I'll interrupt myself and go ahead and bring him in.
Hey, Laurie.
Can you hear
hello,
me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Thanks, Laurie, for picking up the slack. This is what happens, Joe, when we try to get in there 2 minutes before showtime as opposed to 15 minutes.
I know. That's why I always do that. When I program, when I do a show, I always you'll go in 15 minutes before and let it have, you know, let the music play, and then I see the early callers, and believe me, you know, I'll get a dozen of them or so beforehand. But, you know, I like doing that because I think it's best to, this way, if there's a problem, then we don't get dead air, because dead air is the worst thing you can have when you do a
right.
podcast show.
Yeah. So when I got in there, though, I was able to dial in. But BTR told me, sorry, we already have a host that has dialed in. Thank you for calling BTR. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yep.
Yeah, because I already am in as the host. So then subsequent callers, including yourself, need to call into the guest number.
Okay. So anyway, I'm here.
But
so.
If you email, if whoever programmed the show emails a co-host link, that you can get in that way and be a co-host, and it'll show up on your switchboard as a co-host. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he refuses to me his email. He doesn't want me spamming his email or something, and so he refuses to give me his email.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's okay. Everyone's got their secrets.
That's exactly right. Okay. So I was hearing Laurie talk about the fact that we're going to, you are, Joe, and I'm trying to round up people for you, but instead of going around from talk show, trying to get people to maybe get up off the couch to come to your show on Monday, on Tuesday, I thought I would do some shows this week. I won't do a show tomorrow. I'm going to Bob's show tomorrow to give him support. And, so what I'm doing this show in order to let people know that you've got a coalition. And we're in the ground floor stages of a coalition of trying to get talk show hosts together. And
yep.
I have an idea of what we can do in order to incentivize these people to become part of the group.
All right.
Simple idea. Everybody likes to talk, right? Talker. So let everybody talk. But what we will do is that once people join up, and they log and they tabulate how many callers and how many listeners and how many downloads they have, et cetera. What we'll do is this. We'll give, let's say we have 10 people, even 20 people. Let's say 10. We'll give 10 people one topic to talk about, one fucked up scumbag politician that we find is a scumbag. And all of us on our shows, talk about him for the whole hour, 2 hours, maybe even do it twice. That way we have all our voices going out at the same time talking about one piece of shit. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I like that idea. It doesn't have to be a politician. It could be a subject too, right? That would be a good idea if we're going to do it that way and see how that goes.
No, I'd rather have the politician because I want to make these politicians feel uncomfortable. But it's up to you. It's your coalition, okay? You're the one that came up with the idea.
No, it's everybody's coalition. Everyone just nominated me to be the leader, which I don't really want. I want everyone to be the leader. I want everyone to be, you know, what I say doesn't matter. What you say matters. And if everybody took that approach, guess what? That's what I'm preaching when I run for public office. It's your country. It's up to you, you know, and that's the thing. And I'm just the messenger. You know, I'm just the mailman here. Don't get mad at me, you know, because it's your country. This is your show. It's you, the people. The people, you know. And I said, what we're doing as podcasters and podcast show hosts, look, we're going to form this coalition. That's great. But this is for the people, you know. And this, we're doing this to bring pressure on these oligarchs that have power and control over our everyday lives, that are creating legislation and law that is stripping away our liberties, making our money worthless, taking away our rights, crowding us and hurting us like cattle, and we've got to make it stop somehow, some way. And we're grasping at straws here. And this is last call for alcohol or whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. But this is the last call for the people, because we know, like you say, Joe, we don't have much time left. And like you say, you don't believe that we got maybe a couple years left. So we got to do something, because sitting around doing nothing is not getting us anywhere.
Absolutely. I nominate Lori to be the leader.
Okay.
First off, we have to have a leader.
What?
Yeah, we have to have a coalition.
Why me?
What?
Oh, look at this. Why me? Like that's like it's a punishment. The reason why we have to have a leader is because,
you guys,
yes, we have a coalition.
You guys come up with the ideas and you want to drop it in my lap. Okay, I see how you are.
Well, it's good to have a female voice. It's good to have a female voice.
That's right.
Because the minority on Blog Talk is females, so therefore they deserve the representation.
Okay, Lori?
I don't know.
Look,
I don't know. I don't really know what mound of shit that I'm going to be jumping into if I decide to be the leader.
No worry
about it.
All you
got to
do is do what you do. Yeah.
Okay, we'll nominate a leader, okay? Right now, I'm coming up with these ideas.
Let's have a nomination process, and then the host can vote on who they want.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair, I guess. You know, what we'll do is when we get our final base together, whether we got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I've already got, to be honest with you, Joe and Lori, I've already got a bunch of people that are on board, and you heard on my show we had what? We had a bunch of people that said they were on board already. You know, they said, hey, count me in. I'm a part of this, you know, so they want to be a part of it. You heard that, Joe, that night. So, and these were just even regular listeners.
Yeah.
So
we don't
good.
Know how many yet, but the thing is, we have to make sure. See, you're talking, Joe, about a democracy within the coalition. No way, okay? For the country, even the country's not a democracy. The country is a republic.
No.
We have leaders
right.
who have to make sure that the Constitution is being followed. We can't follow what the majority says, because if the majority has one fucked up opinion, then the minority suffers. So
that's why I wanted a woman to have the voice, because they're the minority. You know what I mean? On Blog Talk, but I understand if we don't have anyone that's want or if they're nervous about it, I get that. I understand. You know, it's no big deal. You know.
Yeah. And so we'll nominate a leader. Right now I'm coming up with this particular idea, and somebody else will come up with other ideas. And the reason why I want a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The reason why I
want... I got a question.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, well, Lori brought it up. How are we going to do the platforms? Because I was thinking, look, it doesn't matter who pays for what or whatnot. I don't care if I got to pay for it. But she was saying about the accounts. How are we going to set it up on an account for Blog Talk? Are we going to have a separate account for this? Or do we just, since we all have, some of us already have accounts for Blog Talk, see, I was going to get the most expensive account for Blog Talk and have that just for our leaders, our you know, our circle, our group. And that was what that show is for, you know?
Well, I think we don't even need that, because that, you know,
that's
it would be good to have.
That's a pretty expensive, you know, account, though. And then we do have an anonymous Skype caller raising their hand. Not sure who it is, so let's go ahead
just
and find out who is on. Yeah. It might be Warren, but it might be somebody else. I don't know. Hello, you are on with us. Who do we got?
Well, it's not somebody else. It's Sarge. And
hey, Sarge.
I just want to let Joe from Montana know that I got your text message. And I did write up a mission statement for this coalition, kind of like on the Army's 5-paragraph mission order, along those lines. It's so long. Look, I'm lousy at texting. I mean, it takes me forever to text over the phone. I need an email to send it. It's going to be in a word format.
What, you want to email it to me right now, and I'll read it?
Give me your email address. And hold on, let me jot this down right
very
quick.
Easy email.
Yeah, you can email it to me as well so I can have visibility if you don't mind, Sarge.
Okay, go ahead and give me your email, Mr. Joe Gibson.
My name, Joe Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, is home at yahoo.com. Really easy email.
Okay. At Yahoo. Okay,
yep.
I will
Joe
send
Gibson
it to
home.
You.
Yep.
Okay.
And, if you want, and then if you want, as soon as I get it, I'll read it if that's what everybody wants me to do, just so we know our mission statement, because if it sounds good to everybody. I mean, that's what this show is about. We're putting this together.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. But
the only thing I would immediately change the name that you suggested is very good, except I would change it to the Coalition of Blog Talk Radio Hosts, not the BTR Coalition, the Coalition of Blog Talk Radio Hosts.
I kind of agree with that because BTR is, you know, we can say blog talk. I don't see why not. I mean, I kind of like that too, Sarge.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why
I just changed the order, the placement of blog talk radio. I mean, I think it should be the Coalition of Blog Talk Radio. That's all.
The reason why I said
I like
BTR.
Hyphenating. I like hyphenating it to BTR. Everybody knows what BTR stands for, and it shortens the name of it so that
when we set up
a title, we don't have this big long, you know, thing, and then like we can add a topic
all right.
to it.
That makes sense, Sarge. That makes sense.
And here's another reason, because one time a couple days ago, Sarge was saying that Blog Talk Radio might have a copyright on Blog Talk Radio. So that's why I put in BTR.
Okay.
So,
right.
So make it the Coalition of BTR Radio Hosts.
Whatever. Okay. Coalition of BTR,
yeah.
BTR Coalition. What difference does it make?
Yeah. Well, you want to catch your name, Joe. Yeah, you want to have a catchy name. You want to have, you know, yeah. Kind of, cause that's
yeah,
really
I
want to
have,
like,
have a snappy name. Yeah, it should be catchy. I don't care if it's Coalition of BTR, the BTR Coalition, whatever works. I just don't see the difference between.
Sarge,
I've got to get the right
email address
on board.
Add me to it.
I will have it when you give it to me.
Let me know when you send it, Sarge.
Cool.
I'm waiting on
it. Lucid-libertarian at outlook.com.
Okay. Got it. Okay. We'll call.
Yeah, and then, you know what? It was funny because yesterday I was thinking of, I was trying to think of some catchy names, so now, of course, I'm drawing a blank. But I guess, you know, the name of it, you know, we can tinker with. But I like that there's a mission statement involved. I like that idea. And I'm just kind of working out what are we going to focus on, how do we want to do this.
Yeah, I kind of like that, the mission statement idea, because that's something that, that synopsis that we're going to have to send out to other media outlets to let them know this is what we're doing, and we're putting them all on notice and check, you know, who knows, we may get some corporate media exposure on this, you know what I mean?
That's my aim. That's why I want these politicians to be ripped, because eventually...
Yeah.
Social media, or even the corporate media, or even some little rag in a supermarket will pick up on it. So if we can expand coalition. Yeah.
Well, Joe, I've got 6,000 followers pretty much on my Facebook. I've got about 2,000 on Twitter. So, you know, that's 8,000 heads right there, you know, that are going to see this, you know.
Yeah, and they have to constantly be reminded of this, too. Because if you send out one tweet or one follow or one particular email or message, it's not going to do any dent. Okay,
exactly.
We have to do it constantly. Okay,
we
I
all
also
have
nominate.
To do it. Yeah,
yeah. I also nominate. Let me finish what I wanted to. Reason why the politicians, other than an issue, is so they get, as Warren said the other day, they get a little uncomfortable if they know that we're attacking them, that people are actually rising up against the tide. They get a little nervous. Okay, they probably won't shit in their pants, but they'll get a little nervous. And as a result of our grabbing our gonads and going up against them, we might get more followers. More followers might mean, you know, more potential for being discovered in the media.
Can,
and then And then
can
and
I
then,
ask you a question here?
In a second, Joe.
Yo.
Sure. But
all right.
In
all
a
right.
second,
it's important. That's why.
Okay. Then the media will come in, and you know, maybe we can expand that way. Okay, so what's your question, Joe?
All right. Well, I have a contact with the media here, but I don't want to tie it in. I'm asking everybody's permission here. Do you think it'd be a good idea to tie it in with, because we don't have anyone else running for public office in our group. I'm the only one. Tie it into my political campaign. What do you think?
If it doesn't backfire, if you're going to have that corporate media source, they may not like what we're about. They may like what you're about. So you better get their permission first.
All right. Okay.
And
all right,
I nominate.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we can talk about it. You know, any idea that we have can be accepted or rejected. I also. And on a preliminary basis, at least, I nominate the Sarge. Are you there?
I'm there in spirit, at least.
Okay. I nominate Sarge to be the leader. Okay.
I don't know about that. That's why I didn't go to Officer Candidate School. I'm the NCO to my heart.
So you were a sergeant. You were also a state trooper. You've got leadership abilities. So if you don't want to, then we'll find somebody who does. Okay.
I would certainly consider it, but I wouldn't want to make a commitment like that at this time, and I would certainly consider it.
No problem. We're in a fledgling stage right now.
I'm
we'll
in
see
the
what
same
happens.
Boat. I'll consider
if
it, but I'd rather
if
have
Lori
a consensus like, Lori Ann's our leader, and like, you know,
I nominate Mike Singer from Florida.
Who everybody wants.
Mike, no. No.
You don't want Mike from Florida?
No, he's a good spokesman, but not a leader. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I just thought he's
a
very good.
I'm not familiar with Mike.
Mike is the one that likes to talk, and he's ran Zoom meetings that have run for 8 hours. I want a leader. A leader has to be organized, coordinated, and not take up time in meetings for 8 hours, which only should take up 1 hour.
Yeah.
So Mike's a good spokesman. But I don't know if he may be a good leader. But from what I've seen of him, I'd rather have him as a spokesman than the leader.
Yeah,
okay.
The best leaders I ever saw knew how to delegate, and they were the best I ever knew. And getting
all right, then I guess I'll have to accept it then for now then amongst everybody until we, you know, as a temporary, I guess as a, you know, a temporary thing.
Yeah, we can reconsider it again. Sure.
Yeah.
We can reconsider it again. There's no leader here in this particular group. It's just something that my preference is. I know from having been on the show with Mike, he likes to go on and on and on and on. He's a good spokesman. He's articulate. But I don't see leadership skills. Not that he doesn't have them. I just don't see them. And if he's the one that's been conducting your Zoom meetings for 8 fucking hours, no. Okay?
Yeah. And you see me, I'm catching on to your drift, basically. Cut to the chase, get to the damn argument already, and
you
let's
got
do
it.
This. You know?
You got it, okay? We only have 2 years. This is a fledgling stage. And the reason why I came up with this particular idea of letting all the talk show hosts remain sovereign, do your own talk show host. But if you're going to join the coalition, there's one stipulation. All of us are going to have to talk about the fucking scumbag at the same time. That's my idea. That's my idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if people want
like
to shoot
that.
It down
like
or
that.
Talk about it. Okay? Because
can like
you
that.
Imagine?
It gives us our
are
gives
we,
us our purpose.
Question, is this coalition that idea, is it more partisan or is it welcome whatever political affiliation
welcome
a host
all.
Might be?
Welcome all. Even Warren wants to take down the scumbags as well. Okay. Hopefully he doesn't try to teach his constituents since he's not elected yet about, well, you got to vote liberally. You got to vote Democrat. You got to vote leftist. However, some things we can agree upon is that's taking down scumbag politicians. There's got to be a politician out there that he doesn't like. We don't like. Liberals don't like. We can combine our forces to talk about them like dogs. And I mean like dogs. Okay, we tell the truth, but we talk about them like scum. We say, like, for example, if I'm talking about them, oh, but this show is off the air as of tonight. I'm doing this show in order to promote your show on Tuesday, Joe. You're a longstanding talk show host. Laurie's a longstanding talk show host. Bob is a longstanding talk show host. I go in and out for particular reasons. I'm in now for this particular reason. I'll be out as of 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight. So I'll be on your show next Tuesday. Laurie, you probably continue this in some way. I'll be on your show Sunday for a half an hour. So these are my ideas, all right? Talk about the fucking assholes like they're assholes. Give opinions. Don't, you know, if you're going to be insulting, be insulting. As far as I'm concerned, be insulting. Make sure that your talk shows are listed as profane, being able to speak profanity so that Black Talk Radio doesn't have the excuse of taking you off the air. Part of the terms of service of Black Talk Radio is that you don't use profanity. If you take a look at the terms of service, you'll see that.
Yeah, I usually set mine up as PG-13. I always set mine up as PG-13 for that very reason, to allow for, you know, moderate profanity.
Yeah.
So nobody, screams and yells if their, you know, five-year-old is picking up a bunch of swear words. And then I'd also like to have us agree that, yes, we can talk shit about, you know, the politician all we want, but keep it civil between each other. And callers, you know, not insulting each other, especially, you know, and all of that. You know, the focus is calling out the scumbag politicians. So let's keep it at that, but keep things civil and, you know, have our, you know, rules of engagement intact and be consistent between all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point, because I was wondering why you brought it up, and then I'm thinking if you have people like Warren and Naj on the air, we're gonna be agitated, the conservatives versus the progressives. So yes, we do maintain civility even though we have different ideologies. Good point. So, but the scumbags themselves, you know, as long as you're telling the truth and you say this is my opinion. That guy, he said he was going to vote for this particular piece of legislation, but he didn't. What do you think about that, you people out there listening to me here in my talk show? Now, can you imagine? Four or five shows a week, 20 shows in a month, talking about this moron for a month. I think that might have a little bit of an impact, certainly more than if we do nothing. What do you guys think?
Who's first?
Who wants to break the
That's the entire object of this enterprise, is to bring a concerted voice that addresses particular persons and particular issues. So I would imagine that if we don't believe that it would have that sort of impact, there's no point to the enterprise.
You really have to believe in some way, Sarge. You're right. And at the beginning, it will probably have no impact whatsoever. But as I say, from Acorn, big oaks grow. So we'll see. So I don't know of any better suggestion of what we can do. And I think the coalition, which is an idea that you know, that Joe has said three times on three different shows, that we should get together. So I think that's a good idea.
Well, Rogan is hugely influential.
Is it just me, or is everybody sounding choppy?
Well, Joe Rogan is hugely influential in social media. He's only one guy. But the reason he's hugely influential is because he's got millions of followers and listeners. That's why. There is strength in numbers.
That's right.
Absolutely. And the reason why he's as popular as he is because he's been on news radio. He's a commentator for the UFC. He was a champion in karate. He's well known. And that helps. But other than that, I don't know why he gets 20 million downloads a month. Yeah, I mean, I like his show, but not that much. 20 million downloads a month?
Yeah, you know, charisma has a lot to do with it. And he's got that certain charisma that apparently attracts a following. A lot of times it's not necessarily the content, it's the way it's delivered. Look at Alex Jones. Look at how he does. And I guess the guy's probably got, at this moment, who embodies most of those characteristics that attracts the most listeners is certainly Tucker Carlson. I think he's going to eclipse Joe Rogan eventually.
Laurie, has the has that noise gone away? Because it might have been me, and I try to fix it. Hopefully it's fixed.
Yeah, it choppiness seems like up. The choppiness, but it wasn't just you. It was everybody, and Sarge and everybody was sounding choppy, but now it seems to have gone away. So that's good.
Okay. All right. Well, in any case, guys, since this is 9:30, the show's going to go to 10. Of course, we'll go into overtime, and of course, Laurie will take care of that if anybody wants to stay on with her. I might stay on afterwards as well. But does anybody else have any ideas, so that we can get the ball rolling? But by the time Joe's show appears on Tuesday, well, before then, what's your show going to be like on Sunday, Laurie?
Sunday night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne. And by the way, my name is Lorianne, not Lori. Lorianne. Hint.
Don't start with me.
It's going to be another event. And there's been some stuff going on here in Oregon that I've been fired up about today. And so I know I'm going to have plenty of stuff to bring up on my show on Sunday. Stuff that's going on here in Oregon with legislation and some of our politicians and our legislators. So I will definitely have some stuff to gripe about on my show. So feel free to everybody to call in on Sunday night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we'll talk about that and other goings on with current events and tyranny going on for the past week. So, thanks.
All right, good. And don't forget, there's Joe's show, Joe Gibson, Restoring the Republic. He'll be continuing this conversation that I'm having today. It'll be on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He also has other shows.
Seven p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. 7 to 9 with the overtime hour. 7 to 9 Eastern
Correct.
Standard on Tuesdays. That's his staple show. And
that's
he may have
staple
other
show, yeah.
He may have other shows appearing throughout the week and sporadically. Okay. Sarge does not have a show. He was like me. He doesn't want to have a Block Talk radio show. Now, for Lori and
I used to have a couple of shows, but
you did?
Yeah. I had a show back in 2014, 2015, I had shows on Blog Talk.
Yes, you did.
I never saw him, Sarge.
Oh, yeah. Sarge speaks.
The choppiness is back. I'm going to hang up and call back in real quick because the choppiness is back. So it might be on my end.
Can you do that without just missing the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that and call back in and resume the show. Yeah.
And the show's okay? The show stay on the air?
Yeah, so long as I don't end the episode. Yeah, so long as I don't end the episode, I can call back in.
Okay,
cool. All right, now, Sarge, I don't remember Sarge. I guess you only had it for about, a month or two or so?
No, I had it for about close to a year. This is still archived, I believe, in, on Park Duck Archive.
Sarge says. Oh, okay, cool. Okay. So when Laurie gets back, I'm going to have to let her know if she joins the coalition since she's a talk show host. And the other ones are going to have to agree, in my opinion, to have a concerted effort, all of us together, to pick out one politician and talk about him like a dog, him or her. So whatever particular issues or whatever topics we have for that night, they have to go by the wayside. We have to do that for the sake of unity, and for trying to do something, try to make an impact, try to get some people to notice us, and for us to move forward in order to contact people like Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Stu Peters, Peter McCullough, and the rest who have actually radio shows, who actually can influence people, who actually reach out to millions of people, so that maybe we, can get a seat at the table, and do our part as Americans in trying to bring down the New World Order. Those are my ideas. Anybody agree, disagree?
That sounds great.
Okay, so I am back. What did I miss?
No. Okay,
what
good.
Are we agreeing on?
We're agreeing that you're the leader. So sorry you left, but you're the leader now.
Oh, shut up.
I noticed how you put an emphasis on political scumbags, and I'm complete concurrence with that. But what we also include, along with political scumbags, issues that also can be subject to that focused discussion amongst the coalition.
Well, what I want to do is I want people to understand what type of government that we're trying to fight for and restore here. You know, the United States is your government. The republic is what we're fighting for, and, you know. And what we're against is a subordinate corporate United States, you know, which is operating right now side by side with each other, and people don't know it. And we have to understand that the lawful de jure United States is still there. We still have the Constitution. It's just up to the people to lawfully reclaim it. And how we do that is by the quorum convening the lawful de jure republic back. And by doing that, I've always said, is by electing lawful de jure representatives back to office and restoring our Constitution. Now, not like what the Republic was talking about with the 30,000 in each state, because that'd be impossible to do, having 30,000 people hold their own elections in each state. That's already chaos just by mentioning that. No, what we have to do is do how they broke us up from the beginning. How have they done it? By slowly but surely destroying the moral fabric of the foundations of what this country was built upon, by using race, religion, class, and money. And we have to eliminate all that. We have to get back to the moral standpoint of what we believe as Americans together, and understand that the Constitution, even though many other ethnic groups or races were not at the table in the beginning, it was actually left the door open, the Constitution, for all people, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's very self-explanatory, the Constitution and Bill of Rights. All of us have a right to life, liberty, to pursuit of happiness. So that's what we're fighting for.
Well, absolutely. And what Sarge said, too, about the issues and Valorian, too, we can incorporate the issues with the scumbag. But if we leave out the politician, if we don't emphasize what he's doing, making our listeners know about how he's failing us in the restoring of the republic, in the other issues, right, such as he said he was going to vote for a particular issue, but he didn't. I want that politician to be reamed, because I think then the people might wake up. People know about the issues, but they don't really associate the issues too much with the politicians. If they feel that the politicians have betrayed them, they will have a greater chance of waking up, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, that's good. But you see, another thing, though, Joe, is people don't understand the history either of how this really has begun to happen. Now, we all know about the Federal Reserve. Well, you do. Some other people really don't. And many more people don't understand the effectiveness and the establishment of the first functional corporate de facto government in the 1870s, through the Reconstruction Acts of the Civil War. After the Civil War, everyone thinks the Civil War is fought over slavery, when in fact it was not. You know, and I posted that on my Facebook, actually. I have a Confederate soldier's recorded Library of Congress recording where he says, no, the Civil War was fought over states' rights, you know, not over slavery at all. So, but that has been lost throughout the history, and everyone gets to use that token of slavery for an argumentative point, like we were just arguing on Brother Warren's show, Joe, where they go back in time and they bring up the past as an excuse not to fight alongside with each other. And that's not how it should be. Never. We need to bury the past and start from anew and start looking for a new tomorrow and a new world, beginning right now with freedom. And, you know, look, everything can be changed. We don't have to go by everything that was said years ago, but the founders pretty much nailed it. When life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, man. I mean, what else can you say? We're endowed by our creators to this, you know? I mean, we're the best constitution. That's the best document ever written for any government to run by throughout the world. Can you find me another piece of paper that can depict the government for the people, by the people? No.
What you're saying makes sense, except if you want to take that issue, and let's say another talk show host takes another issue, and let's say they have a two-hour talk show, and they spend 15 minutes on the the scumbag, and the rest of the time they have their own pet issue. And if we then we don't have a coalition. All we have is a bunch of people doing the same shows all over again.
Exactly. That's why we got to be careful. And I've been sending a message out to other people to listen in. Hopefully they said they're listening. I got a couple of people out there listening that have been long-time followers of my podcast show. And they were part of the Zoom calls that we used to do years ago, you know, where someone tried to put together the Zoom conferences where Patriots would meet and talk and just hang out and talk about the issues. But now we're putting this together with an objective where we're going to bring people together to achieve goals. We're going to attack issues like a laser and focus on that. But, Joe, that's a good point. We can't have everybody going off and like Indians, you know, going here, they're going here. We got to focus and stay focused and attack issues to make progress. Because if we don't achieve anything, then what the hell good are we, you know?
Yeah, well, we have, right. So if we have 10 talk show hosts, they have to talk about the same politician, okay? And they have to talk about it in a way that'll let their constituents, their listeners know that this guy is betraying them, isn't living up to his promises. Now, if they talk about the Federal Reserve, and another person wants to talk about slavery, another person wants to talk about Jim Crow laws, another person wants to talk about how the patriarchy is oppressing females and how relationships aren't being conducted well because of the minority elite and stuff like that, I'm thinking people are going to get lost in the weeds again. They should spend most of the time on the politician and relate what he's done to that issue, whatever issue they want, but relate it and do it effectively.
More than one. I don't think that we need to devote an entire 2 hours to one single politician, you know, between all of the hosts.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
That's going to be kind of boring talking about, I mean, you know, if we have 10 hosts all talking about the same politician for 2 hours, who's going to want to listen to that, you know? So I think, you know, we focus on, you know, if there is easily more than one politician to focus on. And so we'll be like, okay, how about something like, you know, this week we're going to focus on, you know, three or four politicians, and maybe not even at the federal level. Maybe it's even on the state level, you know, or a governor or, you know, whatever. And allow each host to bring up a politician that that qualifies for scrutiny, you know, in the state they live in. Maybe we could do something like that. Like, okay, let's have a host be able to do a local politician where they're at that applies to them. And then also somebody on the federal level that we can all talk about, you know, and kind of do something like that so that we have, you know, plenty of corrupt politicians to target and discuss between the group.
All I know is when we mention the name of our group to say, hey, we're checking you or we're on top of this, I want them to be fearful of us, to say, oh, no, they don't want to make enemies with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But she has a good point, too. I mean, I was thinking of concentrating on one politician for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, for about 4 days out of the week. However, if we have one politician, but four shows on that politician in that 1 week, I want at least four or five shows on that one politician, because whoever is following Joe on Tuesday may not be following, who's not following Joe on Tuesday may follow another show on Wednesday. So he may have missed Joe's show, but he in effect is catching up on Wednesday on the show because it's being geared towards the same politician. So that politician will know that we're talking about him in unison.
Yeah. Every one of our shows is targeting that one politician. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that is a good idea, yeah, because, you know, if the voice of – it's kind of like Fox News in a way. You know, when they target a story, they attack it, you know, and that's the focal point of their storyline for a day or two, you know. I mean, So that's what we kind of want to do. We want to make our voice, you know, about that for that time, you know, for all the hosts. Hey, look, if Joe Gibson is mentioning this Swadwell tonight on his show, then Donnie's mentioned it, Lori's mentioned it, but Joe's mentioned it. You know, everyone's mentioned it. Everyone's going to, you know, attack the same story. And we're all supporting each other, calling in. You know, I think that's what you're getting at, right, Joe?
Yeah. And it'll be concentrated, because if everybody takes one politician, if there's 15 shows during the month and there's 15 different politicians, then it's yesterday's news, because
yeah.
people have forgetful memories. They just go
yeah.
on to the next one, forget about that one. So I'm thinking, you know, we got to make a dent in their neural network. We pick one politician, focus on it, let that politician know that we're after him. If that politician is only one out of 30, then he's thinking, nobody's going to give
yeah,
a shit.
Yeah. True. Good point.
All right.
And,
so,
of course, anybody else
don't.
Got any ideas, that would be great. If anybody's listening, if anybody's got any ideas, you know, please chip in.
Well, yeah, they can jump in, sure. But I wanted to have the show as a preliminary before your show, because I figured, let me ferret out those who, you know, have some ideas, don't have ideas, may, you know, may be listening to the show, may not be. And then maybe the word will spread about this show. And tomorrow I'm going to be bringing it up on Bob's show for about a half an hour or so. And then Laurie can talk about it for about however long she wants to talk about on her show. And then on your show, then it'll be better than if we did not do this. I want the ball rolling. We select a leader. And I will go around for a little while to go around other talk show hosts who have not come to your show. Let them know that we are forming a coalition. Tell them, you know, Sarge's mission statement. Have you gotten it yet, Joe or Lori? You, anybody want to read it?
Yeah, I know. Have I gotten it? Have you sent it out, Sarge? You haven't told me. Sarge?
Oh, sorry, I have myself on mute there. Look, I got it. I got a computer on which I put Word documents, and my share.
Have you emailed it to me yet? Have you emailed it to me yet?
I share it with my granddaughter. She's got it. when she comes back, I will check it out.
All right, but in the meantime, since you haven't, Sarge, why don't you read whatever you want to read, or give us the gist of it, so that we know what the mission statement
Well, I started off with saying what the situation that led to it is. And that situation is the desire to create concerted voice of areas of mutual concern amongst a coalition of Blog Talk Radio to address these terms and bring our concerns to people of influence, whether they be politicians, whether they be social media influencers, whether they be citizen activist groups, whether the general listening population, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't say it like that, but I'm just giving you the gist of the way I wrote it.
Right.
And in this manner, bringing the concerns to these groups in order to effect and influence God, I wish I had it in front of me, because I wrote it down really. I think I really wrote it well. It would bring in ideas to these people in order to effect change.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the decision, and that's the situation. And the object is to create a coalition that will bring forth these policies, create mechanisms, procedures, and policies, and organizational structures that will help to bring this era into effect. Then I go on into details and, you know, detail some of the organization ideas. And that's, again, a lot of it I put remains to be determined, because some of this stuff is going to be kicked out amongst people in there. But I gave a lot of suggestions as to how it's accomplished, how people get the word on what topics to be covered or agreed upon, how long they speak on them, what sort of focus they give to them, how the show has to be organized in order to appeal to the broadest swath of audiences, how to get organized networks, and so forth and so on. And then the pricing, logistics, how much it's all going to cost, you know, what it's going to go to, and that's pretty much it.
Sounds kind of comprehensive. So cool.
Yeah.
Good start.
Like I said,
yeah.
You know, that's the way dogs do in the Army, and I think it's one of the best ways to go about organizing anything. It doesn't matter whether it's in civilian life or in the Army, it works really well.
And I suggest this. I suggest we go after the low-hanging fruit. Everybody here has had guests. The guests have been on your shows because they like you, especially if they've been repeat guests. We go after them first. Let them know what the coalition is about. Ask them to join. If they don't want to join, at least have them endorse our ideologies, and we can endorse theirs, so we can expand that way. If not directly, at least indirectly, have supporters anyhow. Okay, I think that would be the best beginning to reach out to. So, any thoughts on that? Okay.
Again, that will be part of the plan of organizing a pool of guests that can be kind of shared amongst the coalition of Blog Talk Radio hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to secure an agreement from them to be available and amenable to the Blog Talk Radio show, Blog Talk Radio host coalition.
Yeah. So cool. So those are my ideas. Anybody want to interject more of their ideas?
Well, like I said, I've asked a few here to call in and probably give their opinion. I got a couple of people messaging me back now. Maybe they'll call in because some of them have been my listeners over the years and contributors to my podcast show. But, it's always good to listen to what other people have to say. I mean, we're podcasters. We're the hosts. So we're, the listeners, it's good to listen to what they have to say. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, we program our shows. We know a lot about this stuff, obviously, coming from different angles, but it's good to hear the listeners. I was kind of hoping some listeners would queue in here and maybe press one and give their thoughts and opinions about, because this is what we're trying to do, is we're trying to gather these hosts together across the alternative media to be a voice, because we're tired of the corporate media lies.
Yeah. We've got to take those lies and turn them around on them, make sure that the people know that they are liars, that we are absolutely doing what we do for the public good, because we are trying to reestablish liberty.
Huh? Yeah, people have to understand, Joe, that we have a mechanism here that we've already started that has a powerful, powerful tool. I mean, if we get many thousands. I mean, just think of the voices. Where if we unite the voices on internet radio to bring one strong message to attack the wrongs that we see, instead of all of us dissecting it and going every which way with our own shows, we unite our voices and our listenership. We can have one heck of an influence on social media, blog talk, alternative podcasting. I mean, it's just amazing. We've got people don't understand how close we can do. It just takes a little bit of work, a little bit of effort like we're doing, and like you're doing, Joe, of unifying the people.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, anyway, because I know there's on Blog Talk Radio, there's a lot of people who would say, you know what, I would pick up my rifle in a minute. And I would fight for this country. Oh, yeah? Well, pick up a fucking mouse. Okay?
Exactly. Pick up your phone. Press one.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so as far as ideas go for right now, I'm okay. The show's going to come to an end. If you guys want to stay on with Lori, please feel free to do so. For me, if
Lori,
you guys stay on... I'm sorry,
my name is Lori Ann. You're getting everybody in a bad habit of calling me Lori. My name is Lori Ann.
Lori Ann. Anybody pressing one to get Lori Ann?
Listen to me, it's Lori Ann.
Not
Lori.
People who
Lori Ann.
People
I'm going to start ignoring
people.
Everybody that calls me Lori.
I hope
that's
so.
What I had to do with my own family to train
well,
them to call
hope
me
they don't
by my
start
actual
calling
name.
You. You better hope they don't start calling you Lori Lie.
Lori Ann, is there anybody pressing one? Is there any new callers up there that want to press one?
No, she always
wants to get in.
There are three callers in the switchboard. None of them have pressed one to raise their hand yet. A 203 number, a 614. And a Skype or anonymous number. So the three of you, if you do want to join the conversation, press one on your keypad. anybody else that's out there that wants to call in as we go into overtime. You got about 4 minutes or so to do so. 646-478-5284.
And just make sure the listeners know what we're trying to do here is that this is an idea that has been carrying on now for about a week. We're trying to unite all the podcasting hosts out there to formulate one program to combine their voices together to attack the issues that we are fighting for. So for so many years now on Blog Talk Radio or other podcast platforms, and instead of calling it to this show or that show, call it to one show with all, you know, and have that all our voices together combined, you know, somehow, some way to get our listeners. We're open to suggestions and ideas, that's all. You know, and it's a beginning stage of trying to do something, because right now we see a whole heck of a lot of doing nothing out there, you know, or everybody's out there doing a lot, but they're not getting anywhere. Nobody's changing anything. It seems like our feet are stuck in the mud, you know, and anytime there's any traction or something, it gets blown out of proportion by the media, and the FBI is knocking on somebody's door. You know, we're just a lawful, peaceful way of using our First Amendment to change things in this country right now.
And we do have 614 raising their hand, so I'm going to go ahead and bring 614 in, and let's find out who we got. Hey there, 614.
Who is that?
Adam, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right. Y'all trying to do something impossible, it sounds like to me.
Well, help us out, brother. Help us out.
Yeah, what can we do better?
What can we do better? I don't know. The first and foremost thing you're going to have to overcome is people's ego. Everybody wants to be their own solution to the problem, and I think that's been the number one problem among patriots in general is the ego issue. Everyone has their solution. Everyone wants to be the hero that has their name up in lights. Everybody there's no coming together on a consensus toward what we actually need to do or the ideas that need to be put forward or the things that need to be taught. Even though seemingly it should be some kind of common sense that there's a whole lot of information that the general population needs. There's an awakening that needs to happen, but we can never get to that point because of ego. And I don't know how you overcome that. And I would think that among a lot of podcasters and hosts and leaders of any sort or self-proclaimed leaders, you're going to run into that among that crowd more than any of them.
Well, you're right about the ego. That's the problem with just about forming any kind of organization, especially if it's a democracy. I would recommend that this particular coalition does have a leader, has a hierarchy, and anybody who joins a coalition has to follow the rules of that coalition. Otherwise, stay out and do your own thing and join other groups, form other groups. And if those groups are doing well, then, you know, we can share resources or we can merge. But in terms of ego, sure. Or everybody who's got an organization or a group wants to remain the leader and the king of that group. It's normal. But in order to try to really make an impact, we either share resources and remain sovereign but help each other out, or we can merge. Every once in a while, we should have a meeting to find out what the best solution will be. But as far as I'm concerned, in this particular coalition, whoever joins it has to follow the rules. Otherwise, we've got nothing. You've got people doing their own thing anyway.
Well, we got to remember, though, Joe, that we're talking people that we're going to be dealing with, by and large, even those with libertarian impulses, are conservatives. Conservatives to march in lockstep is somewhat akin to herding cats. So I don't necessarily think that people with egos are necessarily a bad thing, provided we can channel them. In fact, they could be some of the most useful people. Yeah. The thing is getting them to agree to it. Once you get them to agree to it, I think people with egos can be valuable. So, again, we're conservatives. We're not like them. We're not members of collective hives. You know, when I look at whether something's right or wrong, I don't care how many people agree with me or don't. I don't care. I wouldn't care if 100% of people in the world didn't agree with me on something that I believe was right. So I'm going to still espouse what I believe in. I think that we as conservatives, though, can coalesce around certain things that are core principles in which we all believe. And to that end, if we keep emphasizing what we agree upon, not on what we disagree on, because remember, like I said, getting conservatives marching lockstep is like trying to herd cats. We're not built that way. We don't want to be that. We do want to maintain the idea of the individual because they are moving us toward the collective, and this is a bad thing. So we don't want to stifle individuality altogether. We want to bring it out where it can be, where it's useful to bring it out, and we want to bring out what these individuals have who are willing to buck all the trends out there and what they bring to the fore, what they have to say, and what they have to contribute.
Listening to them, absolutely. Having a democracy within an organization, no.
Well, we don't need that either.
No, we need a hierarchy. Otherwise, nothing's going to get done because then we'll get bogged down. Well, my opinion isn't. No, you either join or you don't join. You form your own group. Then we can form a group together. Yeah.
Well, Joe, I could tell you the gentleman on there, Adam, that was just speaking there, I know he's a hardcore patriot from the Midwest, and I've known him for years, and I know he's frustrated with a lot of the things that we've seen together, him and I, with different militia groups throughout the country throughout the years. And he's heard this all talk before, and he's absolutely correct. Egos have gotten involved, or corruption has gotten involved, or people's big mouths have gotten involved, or their personal antics have gotten involved, and he's absolutely correct. So we've seen this play out many, many times. But, Adam, just so you know, I'm the one that originally really suggested this, and it's kind of like branched off into other people who are like, yeah, that's a good idea. So is it an old idea becoming new again, or a new idea that's just old? I don't know. But we got to do something, man, because right now I don't see, and I know you see the same damn crap, we ain't getting nowhere. No matter if you're right with the law or you're wrong with the law or no matter what papers you file, we need help. We got to get out there and do
Joe,
something.
Remember, conservatives believe in responsibility and being responsible. When we have an organization, people who agree and fall, like we say, that's why we call it the coalition. We're talking about a coalition. And when you delegate the people in a coalition things to be responsible for, then most conservatives take it as a matter of principle that they will be responsible for those things they are delegated to. That's why delegation of responsibility and assignments is so important, because most conservatives believe in being responsible and being responsible for the things that they have pledged themselves to be responsible.
There you go. And that's – and if, are you finished, Sarge? Because I want to
– No, that's pretty much all I want to say.
Okay. Because Sarge is absolutely right. I'll tell you how I handled my coalition back in 2007. I got volunteers, okay? The volunteers were never a problem. I asked them, you know, what can you do? What are your talents? Then I assigned them a task according to that talent. And I let them know you can quit at any time, but before you quit, you got to fulfill your responsibility, okay? Because they weren't getting paid. They were volunteers. I had no problems with them. I had problems with libertarians outside of the coalition who didn't believe in the hierarchy type of philosophy. But then, okay, if you want to save the world, if you think you can do it by waving a magic wand without joining forces with people, how's that working out for you? Oh, not too good? Oh, okay. Bye-bye. All right. So that's why I'm strongly thinking in this coalition, yeah, we can have people come in, 10, 20 people, and then hash it out as to what we can do. But when we settle upon what we can do, what the leader is, what the rules are, that's it. There is no democracy. When you get hired by a manager, it's not a democracy. Okay? You do what the manager tells you. You don't like it, you can voice an objection, or you can quit. Same thing with the military. Up until you become an enlisted man or not, or an officer, you've got your freedom. Once you're in the military, you do what the fucking guy tells you. If you don't like it because he's doing an unlawful order, or because he's actually being a bastard, you have remedies. But you do the order. Same thing with an organization. As a manager, I expect people to do what I tell them to do. I don't care if they consider it a suggestion or an order or a command. You're being paid to do what you're paid to do. Now, if you don't like it, I'm one of the rare ones. You can talk to me, and if you have an idea which actually makes sense, which is better, hey, guess what? Tomorrow, we're going to check out your idea. But unless you actually have that idea, shut up. You know, if you don't have a good idea, if you don't have a good reason, shut up, do your job.
Yeah, one check, though, we've got to be careful with. If we want to be nationally syndicated, one thing is for certain, got to be careful of how we speak as far as language goes. You know, I found that out. Also with it, you know, we got women, children listening, we have people, I will grant him, we may not agree with them, but everyone has their own personal beliefs, so we have to have a common, we have to talk like we're sitting in a CEO boardroom meeting, you know what I mean? We got to talk,
absolutely,
you know, with some sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm not going to say to somebody, you fucking idiot, what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to say, your idea seems good at another time, maybe another place, or doesn't quite seem to fit in right here and now, but do you have anything which can back up your idea? So I'm talking to them as a human being, but they're still going to get offended anyway, because that's the way, as Adam was saying, egos. But you still got to follow you got to follow my orders. I got to follow your orders. If I don't like your orders, I quit. If you don't like my orders, you quit. But before you quit, you fulfill your responsibilities and shut up.
Well, one subject, though, Joe, that might be touchy with you is a lot of people who are going to come on board, a lot of people that support my show even, is spirituality. Where we can't do anything in this country without the foundations of God. You know, and we're not going to restore nothing unless we have a common belief in some sort of moral, not religious, because there's nothing about religious. I don't like when people throw that around. There's nothing religious. I'm talking about moral compass. We have to, the higher power, our creator, and our country was founded upon our Christian beliefs. So, not religious again. I don't want people to get confused with that. There's nothing religious. It's just about God. We got to put God first.
I don't have any problem with that at all. Let's say somebody shows up tonight and says, I'm a firm Catholic and I want to believe in God. I'm going to say, great. I'm an atheist. I don't care if you believe in God or not, as long as you do the job.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, because that's what America's about. America's about you can believe any way you want, but we have to understand we can't get anywhere without understanding our moral compass, because that's how we got into this mess to begin with, where everybody says they get confused with this. See, freedom, with liberty, there comes a responsibility, an accountability, and all this transvestite and LGBTQ. Well, I have a right to do this. I have a right to do that. Just because you have a right doesn't make it so. We've lost our way. We've been funneled and poured, sucked into this melting pot belief.
Morality,
and that's not what we are.
Morality is extremely important. There are immoral people who are atheists, the communists, but there are plenty of atheists out there, Joe, who are more Christian than Christians.
True. I believe that.
Absolutely. Oh, no? Just as long as the morality is there, and the people are willing to, if they join, they have to know that it's going to be done according to the rules. Because if they're not going to do it according to the rules, they can ruin the whole coalition. One bad apple, right, that gets a bad name, and all of a sudden we're no longer a coalition. We're a conspiracy group.
But if we get big, Joe, if we get large, we do get to that big coalition point where we have that voice that we're shooting for. What do we really stand for, people are going to ask, and what's that answer going to be? I say the Republic, our Constitution, right? And we all agree on that, right?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay.
We want to get rid of corruption. We want to go back to the Constitution. How do we do that? If the people are still in office, then we're not going anywhere, because if the corrupt people are still being elected to office, then they're going to still fight against us, and they're going to be successful. We have to get rid of them in some way. Either by letting the people know that they're betraying the people and somehow they can rise up as well and vote them out, or we can find some dirt on the politician and let, you know, and maybe he can get them arrested. However, the obstacles are the federal scumbags. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, some people had a good idea about local politicians, but I don't think local politicians help that much. Now, I'm open to anybody who can give me an argument as to how the local politicians, even if you have 500 of them, 1,000, between now and the end of 2025, how that's going to help up against the juggernaut of the lobbyists, the crooked assholes in government, in the federal government, who pass down laws and who fund the governors and the mayors. Those crooked bastards are already in place. They're going to accept the money. They're going to accept the bribes, or they're going to be extorted, or they're going to be threatened. So how do we fight them? We have to do it judiciously, and we have to let the people know that these people are scum, because most people, they'll say, you know what? Yeah, that guy over there, he's a scumbag. But my guy, the guy I voted for, he never do that. Bullshit. Wake up.
You guys have unpacked about 50 different issues here.
I think local politicians are important, because what they propose and the legislations that they pass in certain states is like a fucking virus, and other states do it. Look at California. Look at Oregon. I mean, it's like we have these tyrannical laws that get passed in the states, and then everybody wants to copycat it. Same thing with New York. So it's like it all starts there. The virus starts like ground zero in either New York or California, and then it just spreads from there. And so I think that local politicians are important for that reason.
Lorianne, you kind of like stepped over Adam there. Adam was trying to make a point, but I don't know if you heard him or not.
No, she's making a point.
No, I didn't.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Sorry, Adam.
It's okay. Oh, you're fine. That's a very good point, because we can't skip the local issue. But there's a great number of things that you've unpacked here. First of all, don't break the rules, follow the leader, all of that trash. So I understand where you're coming from and that it has to have a head, but I'm going to tell you right now, the head always ends up becoming the trash. I've watched it time and time again. People with good intentions put these things together, and when they feel like it's grown a grassroots movement towards something that is actually useful, but it's not what the head wants, the head ends up cutting off the body. I've watched it time and time again. I've been doing this stuff for 30 years. The movement or whatever it is that you're doing has to be more than the sum of the one individual, which means you cannot have a leader. That's not a thing. There has to be somehow at the top of it, either a principal or a group or something leading it. I'm not talking about a democracy necessarily, but the leader for him too, he has to work for someone. He has to work for a cause. He has to work
go ahead, Adam.
Let me continue real quick. That is, in every group that I have been involved in where we were really moving somewhere, we were really starting to accomplish something, the leader ends up being the one that destroys it. It implodes. It happens every time. And that's the ego thing that about.
So well, then, sure.
Or you end up, you merge with another group who has a leader, and that a leader with that other group, where we thought this merger of ideas and groups, and we become this big, larger group, that ends up overtaking and destroying the whole thing from within. I watched that in Alan Key's bid for the presidency. When he was running for independent, I actually worked on that campaign, and I watched as a man named Tom Hoefling, you can look him up, he's utter trash, he's a Republican shill, not only took every bit of wind from his campaign, but ended up turning his entire movement into something about him. And it's amazing watching those things unfold.
Yeah, and what you're saying, sure,
it's tiring. It's tiring.
Yeah, since you've seen it, then you can talk about it. We can also have, instead of one particular leader, maybe a triumvirate, three people, so that two people can overrule each other and the majority rules, two out of one, two against one, something like that.
Right.
But if you have an organization,
needs to be broken up. Yeah, it definitely needs to
yeah,
be broken up.
Yeah, a check and balance
idea
is what you're saying, right?
Right. And here's the other
okay.
thing. With the federal level corruption, you're never going to get there. The amount of people you're going to need to overthrow someone in the federal government, individuals, you're going to spend so much time and resources doing that you're never going to get anywhere. The reason you would go local is because that is what the people touch each and every single day. And you can give individuals in their home, at their local level, in their local small town, some kind of task to perform at the local level. They can be watching their judiciary the judiciary in this country is a joke. If anyone has paid any attention and ever been involved in that in any level, the reason this corruption exists is because the judiciary there's no justice in it. So you can do things like that. You can have them researching their local politicians. At some point, you retake your counties, you lay siege to your capital, you take your states back, and once you've got your state, you have some kind of leverage to wage a war against the federal corruption. But at this level, at the individual level, Joe Schmo sitting in his job working 9 to 5, trying to come home and volunteer and write up a little thing for your organization to take on cronies in Washington, D.C., he doesn't have a clue, and that's overwhelming. And people get overwhelmed and overrun really quick with things that don't actually change their lives. It's not changing their surroundings. They become out of touch with it, and they get just completely disoriented and disinterested, and they move on to something else, or they just quit altogether. I've watched that over and over and over again. It has to be a grassroots movement growing up from the ground up more than it does a top-down thing. It's not going to – if the people don't have ownership in it, then they're not going to dedicate themselves to it. And I'll kind of leave it at that.
Well, they're definitely going to have skin in the game. In terms of the local influence, I like the idea about if the sheriffs can be, on the side of the populace. That's a good idea. But I still want some evidence of how the local groups have overcome the influence of the federal government, because I still see mayors and governors who have been corrupted by the lobbyists and by the federal government themselves itself, because it's doling out money to the states. And if the states don't do what the federal government wants, then it takes back the money. And then the states have to either get some honest people in there or they have to acquiesce. So I'm open to any suggestions that has evidence to show that it will work.
So let's move towards recapturing those positions. Let's look toward the Revolutionary War, what led up to it, and the committees of correspondence, history behind things like that, because the revolution started in the pulpits of the Presbyterian Church, the Black Robe Regiment. It started in the movements in the local communities. They formed these committees and they started talking to each other about what was going on at the on the federal level, as it were, with the British occupancy of the colonies, and eventually led to a revolution where they coordinated it at local levels, and it grew from there. It was a grassroots movement, largely. There were leaders among them, but they were selected from among the people. It was organic in nature. So what I would suggest, you suggested sheriffs, yes, absolutely. The local movement that you would be wanting to put together would be to recapture the sheriff's office. You want to recapture the local judiciaries. You want to recapture the local mayors. Those are things you need to do. You need to recapture your county, right? That's a goal that somebody sitting in their home right now can see. They can feel that. It's right there in their presence. It's their local man. They can literally reach out and touch them. That's what these people need, and they need hope. They need something. Each and every individual involved needs to be involved in something that they can have a hope in that is actually going to make a measurable change in their life, in their lifetimes, right? Because this federal juggernaut, it's massive. I don't want to take this on anymore. I got so sick of dealing with the 4CC, Fourth Continental Congress, big stupid joke. I was at the top of that. And one thing I realized was that you're never, ever going to break that, because once I figured out what the Third Continental Congress was and the people that put that together and how organized and wonderfully, beautifully spoken those people were, and they utterly failed, you're not going to get there. They do what they do at that level, and they're just going to do it because they've got the guns, they've got the money, they've got your money. They're just going to do it. So until you can stop that the juggernaut at the bottom, at the local end that's feeding them, you're talking about the money coming down, they feed the mayors and the mayor, but it goes up too, right? All your local sales taxes and all of that, all your local property tax, all of that, there's a portion of that that goes up. It goes up and it comes down. They feed and they support each other. You have to cut off that.
So I'm always open to any suggestions as to how any type of local participation by the community in getting any particular office that's going to affect change will happen. Anything that's going to be worthwhile, make the measurable change, I'm open to. But again, this is just this show for the to get the ball rolling. If you have ideas, you can either state them now. If you have a plan or have seen a plan in effect from your experience that has actually worked, you can talk about it now, or you can do it on Joe's show on Tuesday, or you can do it on any Block Talk show.
And
what have you seen?
I've talked for years, and I don't know where to talk to a group of people that I feel like are actually open to certain things, but and that's been my frustration, because every group that comes together, they've got an idea, they've got a plan, and they're moving forward with it. And it's always these grandiose ideas. But
well, that's why I'm asking you, from your experience, what have you seen that's worked?
I have seen on certain levels where we are outreaching to local communities, people are organizing to get out information, start educating, but not just, and that's always a crux, right? Everybody knows that educating people needs to happen. What we need to stop doing is trying to educate people that don't want to be educated. That's where people get stuck. Educate those that will listen. Give them some reason to feel meaningful and useful. Every individual, and that's where you're going to pick leaders. Your leaders on the local level.
Okay, so how do we do that? Right, how do we do that?
Right. Your leaders on the local level are going to be the people who know how to, who speak well to their local populations, who can organize and pull together in meaningful ways. From there, you're going to find leaders that kind of come out, and generally those leaders are going to be the more reluctant ones. Those who lead well.
Okay, so what examples? So if you've been doing this, or you've seen it, can you give me an example of where it worked?
Well, when we were doing, there was a couple different groups. I've mentioned Alan Keyes' campaign for president. He had that movement was more about trying to form a political party. At some point, we had taken his presidential campaign, and his entire platform was based on self-government and personal responsibility. And the biggest problem that Alan Keyes had was talking to people, because the man speaks on educated levels above everyone's head, and it's hard for him to relate to people. So most of us who were trying to help him were on the ground really trying to speak about the principles that he was teaching to the population at large. And that ended up working in his favor, because those of us who could understand Alan and could translate that to individuals on lower levels, it became more of a grassroots movement for him.
But Alan Key still lost. You were talking about
he did
making
lose.
People.
He wasn't,
yeah,
the
but
point
you
of
were
his
talking about
running
the people.
Was not, yeah,
right,
the point
but you were talking
about
people
about
in the
president.
Local, let's say in a city, who wanted to reach out, touch their mayor, touch their councilman, wanted to feel a part of a how to. Okay,
so
what examples have
that,
right?
So what
so
that
what
did
a,
was give him it gave him a organization. The running for the presidency wasn't necessarily about winning the presidency. It was about getting the attention he needed to make a movement. So they made a movement, and they formed what was called the America's Party. Now, at that level, there were people educating people. There was a lot of people moving forward, and they were actually working to move and put people in local positions, local school boards, local city councils, local, and it was actually taking hold.
You've seen as a result of people who have educated those who weren't exactly on their side at the beginning, so you kind of changed their opinion, and now you've got them running or being appointed to school boards, et cetera. So you saw success.
Yeah, and those things began to change. And then inserted a man named Tom Hoefling, who was a defector from the Republican Party. And he decided
he ruined it. Yeah, I understand. You said that before, right.
He turned it in back into the top-down run for the presidency again, which ended up disrupting the
but
entire organization.
What about, how many people – so how successful was this particular endeavor in changing the people's minds and then getting them elected or appointed to the local offices?
I know there were at least several city councils, and I don't know about mayors, but there were city councils and school board elections and stuff like that we were really helping with, trying to get the individuals involved in doing that. I think there was a sheriff or two, but that was kind of I always look back
like,
at that.
Right. Here's my thing.
As we got infiltrated.
It seems as though that, you've seen a success of about three or four people, which is good. What do you see happening in order to improve upon the three or four so that there can be more successes?
We should have never changed our focus. We should have never went back to the lofty goal of trying to be the president again. That's what ruined it. That's when we changed our focus back to running for the presidency, when Tom Hoefling came in and redirected all of the efforts of everybody.
Putting him aside, he's the guy that ruined it. But you had some successes. What changed the minds? What did you say in order to change the minds of those people who at the beginning were reluctant, but yet came on board and became, school board members, et cetera? What happened?
So
how'd you do that?
The biggest part of the educational process that we had been working on was, first of all, getting people to understand the necessity of it. Because everybody knows that there's something wrong, but they don't necessarily know what it is, right? Most people understand this government is dysfunctional. I would say 99% of people, if you have any clue whatsoever, you know it's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So that's not really a discussion you need to have with people. What you need to do is kind of outline in very basic ways that communicate to most common people with simple handouts or a very simple script or, just well-spoken individuals generally, you need to outline for people, these are the problems we're seeing. This is actually these are the causes. Here's what we're presenting as a solution, and you can help change your community, where you are. Give people purpose, give them focus, give them a hope that they can actually reach. And when you get them put together with other individuals of like mind, that kind of starts taking on a life of its own, because you don't really, like you and I, sitting from wherever we are, I'm in Ohio. I have no idea what the local issue is in Oklahoma. I have no idea, right? I don't know what to tell them. So you need someone there who is abreast.
So you had, let me see if I'm getting this then. So you had people who were passing out either pamphlets or maybe they had, I don't know, maybe meetings or so. People showed up or the people that you gave pamphlets to, they got inspired in some way. How long did it take for the people who got the pamphlets or I'm presuming they showed up at some meetings. How long did it take for them to get inspired and how long did it take for them to get elected or appointed?
Well, we did this over the course of probably a year or two anyway before people really started gaining some traction. And that was because it all started with his campaign for the presidency. So we all kind of formed up that. And once we got that rolling, kind of it evolved into what became a necessity to translate the message of Alan, which was, and it,
so in
it
other words,
rolled out
what he
into something
did,
that I found
right.
very interesting. But once the people started taking hold of that, it really did grow on legs of its own, and it really required less top-down direction, more generalization of the principles or the concepts or the direction. You're leading your county towards freedom. You're rooting out the corruption around you in your local, area.
What it seems like is that, you passed out information. The people grasped the information in about a year or two. It took some time for them to change their minds, which is understandable.
Translating it locally.
Right, and then they got elected or appointed to political offices, correct?
Correct. That's kind of the way that goes.
All right.
People become motivated once they understand the issue, and you'll have some among them that can speak.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Hopefully, that's what the coalition is going to plan on doing.
Yeah.
And the only problem, if this was going on about 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I would say, but I only think we've only got 2 years left to live. So I'd like to know.
I don't know that I give it that long. I agree with you.
I think we're
in the death throes right this
present. You may be right. So, I'd like to have it sped up in some way, but I don't know exactly how to do it myself. So, I'm on board with Joe and getting this coalition together, and hopefully, we'll find some meaningful ways. So, Lori, are you there? Joe, are you there? Sarge, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All righty. So, how much time do we have left?
Very interesting conversation you're having with this gentleman.
Okay, cool. Good. All right, so how much time? Lori, where are you? Lori.
You're calling me, Lori. Yes, I'm here.
Don't get smart, you. people with their names like, I'm Michael. No, I'm Mike. I'm Joseph. No, I'm Joe. No, I'm Robert. No, I'm Bob. No, I'm Bob. No, I'm Robert. I'm Lori Ann. No, I'm Lori. Hey, okay.
No, I'm Lori Ann. I've always been Lori Ann. You guys are the ones that call me Lori.
Oh, God. I'll leave it up to Lori.
I've never referred to myself as just Lori, not since I was a teenager.
Okay, Lori Ann. All righty. How much time do we have left, Lori Ann?
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
We got about 25 minutes or so of the show recording.
Okay. We'll get back to Joey in a minute. You know how you Joey'd me for months. All right, you. Okay, what were you going to say, Sarge?
Yeah, well, I can really understand what that gentleman was referring to. I have worked in Alan Key's senatorial campaign in 2005 in Illinois and watched the way the Republican Party of Illinois, in cooperation with the Democratic Party, completely undercut his candidacy. Was one of the most eye-opening things to me about politics I've ever seen in my life. I mean, if you look, and when you go, and it's such a shame, too, because you go back and look at all three debates he had with Barack Obama, it was literally, and I mean literally, in a rhetorical sense, like watching a grown man taking candy from a baby. Literally, in the debates, when it came to his ability, his grasp of the issue,
his ability to articulate him and rebut his adversary's comments. It was simply masterful. He had no equal, and it just didn't matter. Obama was the press's golden boy, and they were determined to tell us he was literally the greatest thing since sliced bread. And the chairman of the Republican Party in Illinois, Judy Bott Topeka, was willing to help voice this fiction upon the people of Illinois and the American people. It was just disgusting.
Yep, and that's the reason he ultimately left the Republican Party. And Alan Keyes is probably one of the most well-spoken conservatives I have ever had the privilege of speaking to myself and listening to. I love listening to him.
I'll say it flat out. He is the most brilliant political and philosophical mind I have ever known personally. The only people I can think of comparable to him are people from history, like maybe Aristotle or Socrates. Beyond that, I cannot think of anyone in American public life who made better use of a classical education than Alan Keyes.
Concur with that. Yeah, he was. I do not regret having worked on that man's campaign. That work that I did taught me there is no Republican Democrat Party. There's only one party, and we aren't in it.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I got to agree with you on that one. I got to agree
with you. Oh, yeah. Joe, are you still there? Unless Joe dropped off. Laurianne?
Still here.
Oh, okay.
Still here.
Okay, so we have 25 minutes or so. So I just want to know who was on, who wasn't. Didn't mean to, interrupt the conversation about Alan Keyes. I have rarely listened to him speak, but I plan on listening to him getting a recording of maybe the debate. I'm sure there's got to be a debate on YouTube.
Oh, you need to go listen to that. If you only listen to one debate that he had with Obama, listen to the second debate he had with him at the University of Chicago. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about Alan Keyes, nothing else will. He's got he's got hundreds of brilliant speeches, but that debate that he had against the man who was supposed to be so formidable intellectually, and he just completely ran circles around him to tell you all you need to know about Alan Keyes. Really?
Listen to him speak on any subject about self-governance. He will speak in ways, a lot of times I have to listen to it two or three times because he puts out a lot of information really quick.
He does.
And it's hard to swallow sometimes, but it is extremely good. He is just unmatched intellectually when it comes to debating and speaking, and I wish I could speak like this man. I really do.
Oh, man, do I ever.
He is very good.
That's why we'd have been so great in the Senate, because the Senate is a debating society, and Alan Keyes has no peer, certainly not in the existing Senate, the one that existed then, had he been elected to the Senate.
I will look up the second debate. Okay, cool.
See, look up the second debate and look on self-governance. That's my favorite topic of his, and he goes into great detail about the principles of the founding and self-governance and self-responsibility how that plays out in government. He's very good at that.
I've always known about Alan Keyes, but I've only heard him speak once. And that's, I guess, that goes to the power of the of mainstream media, which wants to shut out people.
Oh, he was definitely destroyed by, the political parties and the media. They just came down on him. And to the, I firmly believe that this man, Tom Hofeling, was literally sent to destroy his movement because he had an entire – we created a political party that was gaining steam. At one point, it was the largest third party in America, and it just got dismantled completely by this man, and eventually they all folded back into the Republican Party. So, it was pretty bad.
And the then chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, Judy Bott Topeka, was very homosexual friendly. I mean, she was walking in the gay parades before it became a real big thing. She was all in for the homosexual agenda being publicly expressed and outed. She was all in, and she just could not stomach
what Alan Keyes was saying. Because Alan Keyes, even as religious as Alan Keyes is, and he never put his religious principles aside for where the proper relation of religious principles to government. He never does that. But when he gave an argument against homosexual marriage, it was one that was grounded in secular and rational and logical principles that was almost beyond reproach. It wasn't even particularly religious. It was literally, I guess to use his description of it, it was Aristotelian. I mean, he does it in the second debate. He does it in the second debate. And he makes a rational, linear argument against homosexual marriage that is entirely logical.
And it left Obama completely speechless.
I was stunned. And the only thing he could say was, I don't need to be lectured by Mr. Keyes on my religion. That's all he could say.
Yeah.
He had no effective rebuttal to it. He just kind of scoffed and kind of pursed his lips and it looked like, well, what do I say to this? He had no effective rebuttal because he knew he was going. It was amazing to watch.
Good. And if it's not on YouTube, it should be on, maybe it'll be on Rumble, because I think Rumble's a relatively new enterprise compared to YouTube.
That's why I last saw it. I last saw it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
but
cool.
But it's out there. Obama's 2005 senatorial Obama debate with Alan Keyes' debate with Barack Obama at the University of Chicago in 2005.
Okay, good. Thanks, Sarge and Adam. And before we leave, since we still have a few minutes, I do want to promote Joe's show on Tuesday. And it's a staple show on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he will be continuing this discussion, talking about the coalition and probably other issues as well.
And
Laurie
I do love
Ann.
It, yeah.
Okay, go ahead,
go ahead.
Joe. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, so 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Tuesday, my staple show, where we discuss where I'm trying to bring a coalition together of blog talk show hosts. But I am on other nights once in a while, like, for instance, maybe tonight after this show, I'll probably be doing a show. I'm going to dedicate the show to Operation Red Wings. We know Operation Red Wings, June 22nd to June 28th. Navy SEALs lost their lives, except for Marcus Luttrell in Afghanistan. So, I'll talk about that maybe tonight. And we're not trying to conflict with anybody else's shows, so that's one thing is important to stress. You know, that's why I always ask everybody if you're doing a show or whatnot. We got to communicate with each other, stay in communication with each other. That's important. We got this technology right at our fingertips. At a moment's notice, we can talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. There's no reason why we should be able to not be able to get a hold of each other or at least let each other know what's going on.
Yeah. And thank you for that. And Laurie Ann, could you talk about your show? And then I'll get to talking about Bob. Not Robert. Go ahead, Laurie Ann.
Yeah, Sunday night is my Lucid Libertarian with Laurie Ann show, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And I sometimes bring up topics that are local here in Oregon where I'm at. But a lot of times I talk about federal stuff that's going on and the latest tyranny that's gone on during the previous week. And so feel free to call in to my show Sunday night.
All right. Thank you. And Adam, thank you for coming. We still have a few minutes left. I just want to let people know that this is the end of the show, the end of my being a host. I just came back in order to promote the coalition to get the ball rolling for Joe's show on Tuesday, and don't expect me to come back again. So that's that'll be it for me. You will hear me, though, on tomorrow on Robert Garding's show, Bob Garding. He's the person who is the head of the network that I was a host on. So he has a show on Fridays on 9 p.m. So for those who do want to tune in and listen to my voice again, listen to Bob's voice, or to join in and listen to Laurie Ann's and Joe's and Sarge's, whoever else does show up, please do. And
I just want to say that too, Joe. Joe, I want to say that too. You know, when we're on everyone else's show, you know, I think it's very, you know, we need to promote each other. You know, that's very important. We, that, you know, especially with this coalition, we need to, you know, Joe, that's a great idea what you're doing. And, you know, we just need to promote each other, stick up for each other, and support each other to make our voice strong and united.
Yeah, absolutely. And I recommend
that
nobody go.
That reminds me, do you have, like, a recorded promo or anything? Because I know I have a recorded promo that I used to use when I was on the previous network, and then when I was on co-hosting with Dahl Arneson on her Alaskan Patriot Network show when she had it. So I have like a, 55-second promo that talks about the show. And that was something that I thought about too. Like if we're going to do this coalition and we're going to support each other's shows, then maybe we should all be doing like a 30 to 60-second, promo, send each other the audio files. And then, at the start of the show, when we're waiting for people to call in and whatnot, we can, kick off and play a few promos during the first 5 minutes, and then that way it kind of gets everybody aware of our shows, too.
Oh, by the way, Lorianne, you also sent me an idea of yours about rotation. So since we still have a little time, maybe you want to elaborate on that.
Joe, did you have, before I do that, Gibson, did you have a comment on the promo idea?
No, I think that's a good idea. That you just said, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and that way,
Hello?
If we all did it, like at the start of the show, then we don't have to remember when we're all in the conversation. It's like, oh yeah, we gotta make sure to fit that in. So just an idea. And then I have a question for Adam. Adam, do you have a show here on Blog Talk? Or because I'm not familiar with you,
yet.
So this is the first time.
I do not have a show yet. I've been asked multiple times to start one, and I may guest on other people's shows from, I don't know. I've been asked to come on shows, and I've been asked to do one, and I haven't put that together yet. So it's something in thinking that I'm actually considering.
Awesome. Okay, well, you are welcome to call into my show, absolutely, on Sunday night. I'd love to have you. So good. And, let us know, too, if you do decide to do your own show, or then we're happy to, plug you as well.
Roger that. I'll definitely give that a consideration.
Yeah, why don't you show up on her show as a guest? That way you'll have a full 14 hours to express yourself.
14 hours. All right.
14 hours.
Adam's
look, let me tell you.
Familiar with my reputation.
I don't know if I can speak
She's not. She'll tell you you can if you want to be on for half an hour, that's good if you have the time, and all of a sudden she'll stretch you out from that day till next week. Continuously, no break, no
as
bathroom
long as we
break,
got good things
nothing.
To talk about, I can talk for just about endlessly, but yeah, I'm sure my voice gives out at some point.
Well, then you and Lori will be a good match. Lori and will be a good match.
If you start doing the Lori and thing, I'm going to start doing the Joway thing that I promised you I wouldn't do.
No, you don't. I owe you about 30 of the Joways.
Oh, yeah. That's the deal, man.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that. You've done 30 Joways. I've done maybe the Lori's. I didn't even know that
you
were bothered by it. I didn't even know you were bothered by that, so. Don't start with me because I will come to your show and muck it up for a half an hour anyway.
Well, I can always use mute button.
I know. You're just waiting for that, too. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. It was a good show. I guess I'm going to sign out and get ready to do my show, flip over. Like I said, I'm going to be paying tribute to...
Are you
to,
playing clips, Joe? Are you playing clips or Red Fork?
Some of them, some. Well, it's in remembrance of, our soldiers that died,
All right.
Well, I'm sure they'll
be
talking.
All right, but that's it. Okay, that's it. I mean, unless you guys, I'm ready to leave, but if you guys want to stick around, Lori Ann will be glad to take over the hosting duties with you.
So anyway, I'm going to hang up.
Well, you asked me about like the rotation idea that I put out there between you and Gibson. And the idea that I had was, you know, instead of like setting up a new Blog Talk account for everybody to use, you know, if we're focusing on having hosts that already have their own shows, the hosts that want to participate in this coalition, we could all each rotate hosting the show for the coalition. And I think the benefit of that will be, number one, not having to pay for yet another account. Number two, by the rotation, everybody's kind of fair game. Everybody that listens will get more familiar with all of our each individual shows and kind of help draw more listeners for all of us to listen. And
all right.
And we just kind of take turns and do a round robin hosting coalition show.
We can try it. Yeah, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, we can talk about it further, sure, on Joe's show Tuesday. You know, we all have a bunch of ideas that need to be addressed and find out which ones work, which ones won't. So, again, I'm about to get off. So if you guys want to stick around,
Lauren,
okay. So, guys, I'd like to thank you for coming to my final show. And enjoy the rest of your
so
night.
So you say.
And, Lauren,
until a
thank
couple of weeks from now.
Are you guys going to come over to my show or what? Not you, Joe, but anybody else going to come over or what?
Yeah, I'll come on
over. Yeah, guys. Yeah, if the clip isn't too long, I mean, if it's 5-7 minutes or so, you know, I want to, because I...
No,
you know,
Joe,
I,
it's not going to be no, Joe. I'm not going to be able to know. Just for you. I'll
okay.
make sure they all stay short.
thanks. Oh, God, thanks. Because, you know,
see you guys over there.
Okay. All right, I'll see you there. All right, Lauren Ann, thanks again for, you know, for saving the show, because even though the show didn't get off in time, thank you for your participation and your initiative. Lauren Ann, sorry. It'll take me a while. I'm not trying to be funny. It's just that Lauren Ann, to me, just seem to be the same. But if you insist upon being Lauren Ann, eventually I will get it. So, Sarge, thanks for coming. Adam, thanks for coming. Joe, thanks for coming. Laura, yeah, thanks for being the co-host. And everybody,
you
be safe. Peace. Okay? Peace out. Good night.
All right. Yep. Let's wrap it up, and we'll make our way over to Joe Gibson's show. Adam, really good to meet you. I hope that you will be a regular on my show, or I'll see you on other shows that we participate in. And I'm really glad to have you, that you're very well spoken. You seem really well informed. I think that you're a good person to get to know in the future.
Well, I appreciate the compliments, and to you as well. I like speaking to anybody that has something to intelligently say on the subject, to be honest. And I'm more than happy to come on any show. We can get together and talk about or you can message me. You got my number too, but I'll probably be on Joe's show here after a little bit. So I will talk to you in the future.
Right on. Have a great night if you're not on Gibson's show. Sarge, are you going to make your way over to Gibson's show too, or are you calling in tonight?
I certainly am, because whenever I get a chance to listen to Joe, I will. I got to take my little canine buddy out a little walk first, because he just let me know I'd better. So if I do that, I will come over to the show.
All righty. Sounds great. Well, I will see you then. And then for anybody that's still listening out there or listening to the recording, thanks so much for spending your time giving us a listen. Make sure to tune in to the shows that we've promoted and discussed. Thanks again, and have a great rest of your week and kick for the weekend if we don't hear from you on any of our shows. I will bid everybody a great night. Bye.